Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Ms. Michi One-on-One, where each week I bring you an influential entrepreneur that you should know. This week, I have special guest Natalie Manning joining me. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
I'm so happy to have you. You know, with Natalie, I want to share with them, Natalie, if I can, just how we kind of met one another. Sure. I was actually, when I first started in media, really, I was with My Radio Chicago. So shout out to My Radio Chicago and Support District Radio. I was outside and I forgot what was going on. I think we were getting ready to go inside and Natalie and her son Dorian were, you all were coming from an interview, right?
Yeah.
And I was just like this. I was like, we got to connect. And, you know, that was very early on. That was like right at the start for me. So, you know, naturally, we both have so many different things going on. So, Natalie, I'm so excited to have you here today because, girl, you are doing it. For sure.
Look, I'm trying.
You got it because, you know, I'm going to give them a little bit of a rundown. So if you all don't know, okay, Natalie, she is the co-founder of This Is Life Shy. You also are the founder of Natalie's Deals and Merch Shy Apparel, correct?
No, Dorian is. I'm just he founded Merch Shy Apparel, but I just pretty much like the executive director, oversee everything. I did find Natalie's Deals, that is true. I started that actually first.
Okay. So you know what? And that's what I usually like when I have my guests on one-on-one, kind of walk us through the journey. So Natalie's Deals started first. Tell my viewers about Natalie's Deals and like what kind of inspired you to go for that.
Well, so basically Natalie's Deals started maybe like, I must probably say like 15 years ago. Okay. I used to, when I graduated college, you know, I have a degree in media, radio and television, actually from Chicago State. I had an athletic scholarship. So naturally, of course, when you leave college, you're looking for a job.
Right.
So I started to work for temp agencies and I ended up working at e-commerce.
Okay.
So I ended up interviewing for a company called UBid.com. So that was an e-com. It's similar to eBay and Amazon. They did the same thing, selling apparel, electronics. So I pretty much learned the buying process by working there.
Okay.
So eventually I started my own Natalie's Deals. So with Natalie's Deals, my motto was buy, sell, and give away products. So that was how Natalie's Deals was pretty much founded. So I gave a lady my wedding dress away. It was just like all kinds of beds. I've done like a lot of different things. And then so with the buying aspect of it, I was always selling purses and shoes. So that pretty much was the Natalie's Deals aspect of things.
Okay. And you know, isn't it amazing how we can take the things from our 9 to 5 and have them blossom in our own business?
Yep, absolutely.
It's absolutely amazing because I share with everybody, I'm like, it's no secret. I still have my 9 to 5, you know, and I balance it, but I'm able to take a lot of those things that I learned and really put them into my business. So that's amazing that you were able to do that.
Yep. And you know, just learning the process because you didn't really see a lot of African American, and I don't really know if people understand like what the whole buying process of in companies of really learning, like when we, you know, like with our Ross, you know, they have buyers and
places
and various zip. So I actually was doing it for an e-commerce company.
Okay. Shout out to you, Natalie. Okay. come through. Look, you better be taking care of business. Now, you know, so that was the first thing. So with This Is Life Shot, that was like the next venture for you and your son?
Yeah. So actually, it was in 2013. My son, because he started out like doing events and stuff for other people. So my son is a pretty adventurous kid. And he was like, after we did an event, he was like, I'm gonna have my own event. I'm like, your own event. I was like, okay. Pretty much who would you see at the event? So during that time, D-Lo and Kimo, I don't know if you remember, they were pretty popular.
They lit the city up.
Yeah, they lit the city up. So my son was like, he wanted to have Kimo at the event. So we reached out to Kimo, and Kimo ended up being like one of our very first performers for the, you know, like a person that had a name. And that was our very first event. And it was so many people there. We didn't even know what to, we had vendors, we had performers.
Right.
And it was like amazing. We had so many people there. So, and then we had various kid performers from all ages up to the age of 21. So we just kept going with it. And like the second year we had at the Carol Washington, it just kept, each year we go to a different place and have the event.
Yeah. And you know what? I know, like, when you and I are connected with each other, just like you bring in so many different people. So it's like businesses, it's artists and everything. So, you know, really anybody that's doing something big in the city, they're able to really kind of represent themselves during those, you know, your events that you all have. So that's
right.
I'm glad he went for it and he decided to throw his own. For sure. So, you know, I want to know, because a lot of the times, you know, we see with entrepreneurs that you just kind of see like the highlights of things. When you were building Natalie's Deals and when you and your son were putting together This Is Life Shy, did you run into any like challenges along the way as far as trying to bring it together?
I think with anything, getting talent was never a problem for us, you know, but it's always, I'm not going to lie, it's financial. When you build doing something like that, because for majority of it, I finance it out of my own pocket.
Right.
The event. So we are a nonprofit organization, but you know, for the most part, I pretty much did.
You got to put the money up for it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so, how you know, with anything, and then some, and you don't sometimes you don't see money, you know, and so it's like you putting a lot in, and sometimes you don't get that back. That's and you got to be okay. And when you're doing it, you got to be okay with and comfortable with, you know, if I don't get it back, it's not a big deal. I mean, not to the point where you putting yourself in a financial bind. Right. So I know whatever I put up for the organization or for the event, if I don't make my money back, I'm okay with it. Because I know, you know, that I'm able, I have that money accounted for.
You know, I don't think that we talk enough in entrepreneurship as far as like for people that are looking to get into it about the fact that it truly takes you have to invest in your business. Mm-hmm. And you may not see a return on that investment until, you know, weeks or months or even a couple years.
Yeah.
Down the line.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I started. Oh my goodness, Natalie, I was spending money and I was doing things. And when I tell you, I felt like it was like a year had passed before any type of benefit had really come. But you know, you have to be willing to invest in your brand or whatever it is that you're doing before, you know, you can expect something back, you know.
Absolutely.
It doesn't come easy.
No, and I think a lot of people don't realize that. And being an entrepreneur is not for the weak. So if, you know, you don't have that grit and you're not strong, and if you don't have a strong mind, that's not for you, because you're gonna have times where money might not come in, people might not show up. You're gonna have those times, and you have to be able to handle that.
You know, I love the fact that you said it wasn't a problem booking talent. You know, that sometimes that could be real difficult.
Maybe it's you know me, and you know, maybe that's why I don't want to say I'm a rich. But I have a problem, and I don't knock people on what they do and how they get their money. But that's I don't like charging talent fees.
Okay. You don't?
No.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know if
I understand it, because it's like you have to find what works for what it is that you're doing. So if you're with your business model, if you don't have to, you don't have to.
Yeah, but it's just like sometimes it's like, are you missing out?
Right.
Are you missing out? Are you missing out? You know, it's like me not. But then it's like I have to do what I feel comfortable with. And I'm knocking nobody's hustle, what they do.
That's
one thing I don't do. But, you know, a lot of times I have simple requirements. I might say sell at least 10 tickets or something. If you're an artist, 5 tickets. Tickets are normally like $10 or something. So I'm not really asking you to like, and I ask you another thing, I'm giving you, providing you this platform, all you gotta do is share the flyer. This simple things. Those are like simple requirements.
And you wouldn't
ask for much.
You wouldn't believe, Natalie, how hard it is. People will just, you know, they'll have you promoting them. And then it's just like this. You can't share the flyer. That don't cost you nothing. That's $0.
Exactly. And, you know, and I think a lot of time people are like, oh, you know, I want this, I want that. And I'm not saying that I have the, you know, loudest voice in Chicago and I have the biggest platform and things like that. But when I do get it, my thing is I want to give kids a platform. That was my son's original goal. And so I just took it and ran with it.
Yeah.
And allowed them an opportunity to be able to be heard and use their voice.
I really love it because I was blessed to be able to have another, kind of like a mom and daughter duo and everything. I want to know from you, what is it like, working with your son and kind of taking his vision and really, helping to take it to the next level?
Well, I think sometimes, sometimes we bump heads, disagree. But we agree more than we disagree, but we have our moments. Because I tell him, I'm speaking from an athletic standpoint, I like to win.
Okay.
That's what I say. Yeah. I like to win. So you got to put your all into, if you want to be in it, you got to go hard.
That's right.
You can't be, it's being able, and we compatible too, and he's an easygoing person. He don't get mad about stuff. Like, he don't even like to argue. He like one of them people. If you want to argue with him, he's gonna leave you standing right there. Yeah.
No, that is absolutely a blessing though. And I just, like I said, when you and I did connect, I mean, you all have been on the news, you've been able to really go and let everyone know what you all are doing with the organization. So that is an absolute blessing. And the fact that you all are centered on the youth and really uplifting them, because I feel like a lot of the times our youth, no matter if it's in the city or even the suburbs, wherever, mm-hmm. it's just like if they don't have something constructive to get into, they don't always get into the best things, mm-hmm. So the fact that you all provided that and just, you had posted some pictures. I think it was from, because we couldn't have events last year, so I want to say it was the year before. And just the kids, they were smiling and just, you could see that it was just joy at the event,
It was right before COVID, before everything shut down. It was Dorian's 18th birthday. And we were able to have the event right before COVID. And High Ride from 92.3 hosted Left Forest last year. And we had the Jesse White Tumblers. So each year I try to do like something different and find somebody or something different each year.
Now, let me ask you. So, we talked about the challenges. When you, thinking back from when you first kind of launched into entrepreneurship up until now, what's been like that accomplishment that really sticks out for you, as far as being an entrepreneur?
I'm not going to lie. I think last year during COVID, even though it was like, I'm not saying that I made millions of dollars, I wish, but I saw growth. I seen more like a stranger had raised money for us.
Really?
She had like a virtual 5K or something.
Okay.
So some random lady, I didn't know who she was, reached out and was like, I want to fundraise for your organization. So those are some like the up moments for me. Then we did like virtual talent showcases as well. We took the virtual and we gave away cash prizes. So those were of the things that
to be able to do that during the pandemic. Okay. Yeah. That part.
So I think those are like some, and then we partnered with Girls in the Hood Foundation and we did a couple events throughout the summer about children losing their lives to gun violence, women losing their lives to domestic guns. We did like three series.
Okay. And they're great. I love Girls in the Hood. Shout out to them. They are amazing. And just, the fact that you all's two organizations, you all are making an impact individually, but to be able to come together and to do things for, for our youth and for women and everything, that's amazing.
Yep. So we did those events last year and then back to school. Ooh, Christmas was amazing too. I kid you not. Out of the years, like last year, I didn't want to do Christmas. I was like, I don't feel like being bothered with it. Not last year, but the year before.
Okay.
But this year, I actually did it. And I kid you not, we had so many people. We had it at Absolutely Anything Essential Gift Shop right there on 35th and King Drive, right where I met you at.
Yeah.
We had it there. Do you know the line was like around the corner?
Are you serious?
Yes, it was so many people. So this year was like, last year was one of the best years for us.
Okay.
During the pandemic.
You know what? I can't even lie with you on that. I will say that I experienced the same, just like the growth or just people even being interested in what you're doing. And I mean, you know, I guess we had to catch their attention while they were sitting down in the house.
Exactly. So it was just more growth and it was a lot better during the pandemic.
How would you say that you balance everything? I mean, I would imagine you are a busy woman. You're a mom, you're a business owner. You've got your plate, I'm sure, overflows all the time. How do you balance it all, Natalie?
Well, sometimes I don't know, because I question myself, you know, because I have two other children too, but you know, my oldest son, Dorian, has a brother older than him. So I don't really have to, you know, but I have a daughter that's 15. And now she's into the hair stuff. So me trying to promote her doing hair, because when she started doing my hair, people start asking. So now I got something else on my plate. And then I still work from home too as a contractor. So I work from home.
Okay.
Is sometimes it's overwhelming. I was feeling I've been feeling like this month I was feeling kind of overwhelmed. In December I had the feeling. So I'm getting ready to take a trip now. This week.
Okay. Look, just all you got to do is mask up now.
Yeah, I'm gonna mask up, but see, I'm not no party person, so I'm just pretty much gonna mask up and just I'm gonna relax. I'm leaving Tuesday.
Yes, fingers crossed, because you like you know how it is in the Chicagoland area. You don't know if you're gonna eat a lizard or what, but
what.
I feel you. I'm booking me a trip too. I'm like, look, I'm like, I was working my butt off. I need to get away. The funny thing about it is, Natalie, our last vacation that we took, girl, we were lit. We were on a cruise, right? So we're looking at like all of the CNN stuff. They like, you know, breaking news, COVID-19. And I was just like this.
Right. Like, what is it?
Yeah, like, what is going on? But no, you know, it's amazing. I just always feel like with moms, y'all literally have superpowers.
Superpowers sometimes die out. And I've been feeling like I know I need a break because I don't feel like myself. Not that's nothing wrong, but it's
the
energy, you know, being upbeat. I'm ready to, and it's like lately I just been like these tasks has not been up to, you know, par. Like, right. I'm normally, like, going, I find myself not promoting. I'm like, oh, no, I need a break.
Yeah, and you know what? It's nothing wrong. I think sometimes we've gotten into, like, this hustle culture where it's just, like, you keep hustling, you keep grinding, but it's just like, just no. Even people who have made it, they will tell you that you need to rest. You have to take some time to rejuvenate. So that's very important, very much so.
So that was, you know, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. No, you keep going. Okay. Look, we need you out here. Can you, you know, share maybe a piece of advice for someone? You know, I often have people that tune in with me that are kind of right there before they want to take a step into launching a business or an initiative. What advice could you give them starting out?
Not to give up. Because if you're looking for overnight, because, you know, we see a lot of people, you're like, oh, man, you know, we look at social media. I hate to say it. Social media is a blessing and a curse at the same time. Because we look at somebody like, oh, my God, look at Michi. She blew up. But they don't understand what it took you to get where you are.
It was a lot.
They don't understand that.
That's right.
So, you know, you just have to really, you know, be patient and continue working and network.
That's right. I believe that. And you know what? It's really true. People don't see the work behind it. And that's why I really wanted to, you know, on my other platforms, Blueprint Live, I interview people and everything. But I really wanted Ms. Michi one-on-one to be a little bit more in depth, because I believe that people do kind of just look at it like, oh, well, you know, she did this. Oh, I can go and do it. But it's like, no, there was work. There was days. There was tears. There was money spent. Yep. There was money wasted. You know, there was a lot of things that happened in the process. For sure.
And they don't understand that. And they look at you like, oh, my God, no. You don't know how many times I sat on my couch probably and cried my eyes out because I don't feel like doing it today.
Okay.
I don't want to get up today. I don't want to deal with these people today. Oh my God, look, I know these same people, and they you don't understand it. And then you have to understand what comes with it too.
That's right. That's right. Ooh, you speak a word, speak a word. Because it's like people see the glitz and glam, but yes, they don't see the hard work that's put into it and what you have to do. I mean, those days where you just like this, my eyes hurt from being open, but I got to take care of this task today in order to make for a better tomorrow. So, no, yes, that's absolutely real. It's real. Now, you know, before I let you go, you were sharing with me some events that you have coming up. So, mm-hmm, you know, if you can, let my viewers know, let them know how they can support you. So give us the deep.
Okay. So on April 26th, it was originally going to be January, but because of the snowstorm that we had, I decided to change the event. So it's a networking brunch that I have every year. I've been doing it for the last 6 years now.
Okay.
A fundraiser for This Is Life. It's going to be at 9318 South Baltimore. Okay. We're going to have a live band there. So it's a fundraiser for This Is Life organization. It's from 2 to 6. If you purchase a ticket from February 24th, which is my 45th birthday, I'll be turning 45 on the
24th. Ooh, 45?
Yep.
Mm-mm. Yes,
no,
she said 35, y'all. No, I'm just joking.
Until the 28th. Of February, you could get your tickets at a discounted rate that, right now, normally at $55, but you can get it for $45 in honor of my 45th birthday.
Okay. Oh, that's amazing. Are you excited about that B-Day?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
That would be somewhere.
Look, because you said 45, but you were looking 25 over there, so give it up. Look, that's the real, okay? No, that's amazing. And, so with the what you all do for This Is Life, are we having another event coming up for that too? Okay.
June 27th. I normally have it in March, but we pushed it back to June 27th due to the pandemic. Okay. It's going to be actually an outside event. We have a DJ, his name DJ Fly Tie. He's 17 years old, out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin area. Of Wisconsin area, but his mom is from the Chicagoland area. He's DJ for the Milwaukee Bucks. He's been on the radio station in Milwaukee, so he's doing some big things.
That is amazing. And you said he's 17?
Yes. He's really amazing, DJ.
That is really awesome. That is so awesome. And I just, Natalie, honestly, I'm so happy for you. And I mean, since we've met, you have literally just been taking everything that you're doing to the next level. And I'm just so grateful to know you just within this media world with everything, because, you and your son, you all are really doing some big things. And you are super mom for real.
Mm-hmm. And you are too also, because like I said, we met it seemed like forever, but it probably wasn't forever. But we were talking about connecting and finally having the opportunity to connect. That's just awesome within itself.
And you make sure you keep me posted on everything, because I help you promote it. Because I mean, what the organization stands for as far as helping the youth, giving them an opportunity to showcase their talents and just the skills and the things that they have to give to the world. I'm behind that 100%. So you all have my undying support.
We appreciate it, and that's why I changed it. So it used to be the Stop the Violence event. That was like kind of but my son and I felt like it was becoming cliches at a point, because everybody's like, Stop the Violence, Stop the Violence. So it's still that This Is Life Youth Talent Show and Resource Expo. So what we try to pretty much do is connect the youth with people with resources. So if we have a bunch of youth there, right? So the resources, you got a resource, talk to these kids. Get them in your program. So that's a perfect setup.
Absolutely.
Or if you have a child entrepreneur, get them, exposure. Expose them to other people, network with other kids too.
That's right. That's right. You all are doing it. So, for everyone that's tuning in, make sure that you all go and follow. Natalie, before you leave me, let them know. I got the stuff scrolling here, but let them know how they can best get in touch with you to support.
Okay. So if you want to follow This Is Life, you can follow us on Facebook, This Is Life, or Instagram, This Is Life Shy. You can follow me on Facebook. I got a page, Natalie Manning, or you can follow me on Instagram, Ms_Natalie's Deals, and I have a Natalie's Deals page on Facebook as well.
Okay. I didn't put that one on there.
That's okay. That's not, you know.
Absolutely. That's it. Kinda, y'all make sure y'all
but
follow.
It's there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah, I'm excited for the brunch that's coming up and just, you know, the event with This Is Life. I feel like, you know, even though we've been in a pandemic and things have been crazy, I believe that we've got some brighter days ahead. I truly do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sure. And if you don't believe, who else is going to believe? And that's why it's like the pandemic to me was a blessing and a curse. It's just all about what you do with it.
That's right.
And I'm not saying that businesses don't go through, that people didn't go through, but people have also prospered too in the pandemic. So I don't know, you know.
It you know what? I tell people, you can't be mad at anybody else for the work that they put in. Okay. You can't look at somebody and be like, well, how did they get this? How did they do this? There was work and there was a lot of things that went into that. So we just have to remember that. You know what I'm saying? And everybody gotta stop counting everybody else's blessings. That's number one. So
Would you stop doing that, because you count them out and stop competing with each other?
That's right.
Stop looking at Michi and say, oh man, let me see if I can out, you know, stop doing that. Your time is gonna come.
That's right. Look, y'all better listen. Natalie is dropping some knowledge on y'all, period. But
and when Natalie, it does, I said, when it does, you'll be grateful for the wait.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have to wait. We have to wait our turns. And I think that that's very wise advice. So, you know, Natalie, I just want to thank you for joining me. And, you know, I wish you much continued success with everything. For sure.
Thank you.
Of course.
Thank you for having me.
You already know. Look, this was a long time coming. It was. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to this week's episode. If you haven't already, make sure that you follow me on all platforms at Ms. Michi. That's MZMETCHI. I know you see it. And follow the Blueprint Media Company on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter at the BP Media Co. I appreciate you all for tuning in. Until next time. Bye.
Bye.